Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Living Astrology with Janet Hickox. Grab your cup of coffee or your tea, sit back, and let's chat about what is happening in the stars today. You know, for a day where there's not much going on, I was having difficulties. And it's funny because today, in the next couple of hours, Mercury will be moving out of the sign of Gemini, where it has been very supportive of my work lately, and into the sign of Cancer. That means today it's sitting at the 29th degree. And what was happening is my usual connection to YouTube couldn't happen. Just kept telling me, you're not signed into Google. And of course I'm signed into Google. I don't even know what to say. So here I am back in my old stomping grounds of Facebook Live. Hopefully you all have been able to find me here this morning. If not, that's okay. It's not a big day. So I didn't have a ton of information to share. And at this point, I'm not even sure how to find where my live broadcast is going. I'm guessing it's on my Living Astrology page. So I'm going to head over there and see if that's the truth. There it is. And see if I can see I can see Amy and Jacqueline and Monique. Good morning, ladies. It's good to see you. And I'm glad you were able to find me over here. I feel a little bit out of sorts at the moment, but hey, whatever. I'll just go with the flow. Let's talk about what the main event is for the day. What I thought I wanted to do is today, or yesterday, we were talking about the Mayan calendar and what your Mayan astrology sign was, and then being able to take that and equate it to your Pleiadian Earth energy astrology sign. And so I have those books ready today. And then I want to do a little bit about Mercury going into Cancer. And then I want to talk about the moon, which is doing very little today. And then what our Pleiadian Earth energy is. So hopefully we'll move through this without any technical glitches here today. So let's start with Mercury into Cancer at 11:09 a.m. Pacific time today. So 2:09 for those of you on the East Coast. Mercury will move out of the sign of Gemini and into a very long-term transit of the sign of Cancer. And that's because he'll move retrograde in Cancer. And the retrograde is still a few weeks out. So we're not even into the shadow yet. So it's kind of funny to have these difficulties today. But the shadow begins June 1st. We're sitting here at the 28th today, so we still have a few days before we're actually into Mercury's shadow of the retrograde. But for the foreseeable future, we will be dealing with Mercury in the very emotional and watery sign of Cancer. We talked about this a few days ago, more about the details of what that entails. But I was noting this morning as I was looking for all of where the different transits would be of Mercury to other planets. And there's only two. And that's to me so fascinating because remember last or earlier this month, he was just chattering with all of the planets as he was moving through the sign of Gemini and through the last part of the sign of Taurus. And as we move then into the energy of Mercury and Cancer, the first contact that Mercury will make with any planet is on the 5th, which is a full moon lunar eclipse, and he'll meet up with Uranus. And then there's no other contacts made until June 30th. And it, or is it the 29th? The 30th, when Mercury will then meet up with Uranus again, and also with the sun, a conjunction of the sun that happens in the halfway point of his retrograde cycle. So Mercury, he's fairly quiet throughout this period of time, but I think because of the sign of Cancer, where it's triggering emotions, it's triggering our intuition and the way that we are able to speak with emotion. And I think too, what happens over this next period of time is that Mercury will start to push us into a direction of seeking more quality information, as opposed to the superficial sort of curiosity about everything that's going on. It'll be more about the emotional connection we have to a story or to a specific issue. And we won't accept just that fake news or that superficial feeling of what's going on. We're going to want the depth. And we're going to be interacting more emotionally with our minds, with our communication, with one another, and also more intuitively. And I think it's also interesting to note that during June, the planet Neptune is also going to move retrograde. And when Neptune is retrograde, we're more apt to be intuitive and to be able to tap into our intuition. So we've just got to be aware that everything from now all the way through August 4th, that is how long Mercury will spend in the sign of Cancer. So literally throughout a good chunk of the summertime, wintertime, if you're down under, then we have this emotional ability to connect with words, to connect with our thoughts. And that means we may speak more emotionally as well. So we'll want to be careful that we don't knee-jerk and speak emotionally about subjects that are near and dear to our hearts or hurt other people's feelings by what it is that we say. It's also interesting to note that today Mercury moves into the gate 15, which is the gate on the identity center called the Love of Humanity. And it is also a gate that is where the south node, or excuse me, the north node is, the destiny piece, right? Our destiny about moving more fully into the connection that we have with humanity, connecting to our common humanity. And having a more emotional connection. Maybe it is about our emotional reunions as we're able to gather together again. I don't know, but it does seem that we are definitely going to be more heightened in our emotions. And that means we may be colored, you know, everything around us may be colored by our emotional field. For those of you who are defined in your emotional center, in your human design, this may not be anything new to you because you're already expressing emotionally, you're already intuitive, you're already tapped in and broadcasting, if you will, emotional energy. But for those of you who have it open, that means you're taking in emotional energy and you're amplifying it and rebroadcasting it. And it is for you that there may be some issues about whose emotions am I feeling? You know, what am I expressing and who am I expressing it from? What part of myself is tapped in here? And you know, is this my emotion? So that may be a little more difficult for those of you who are learning to be wise about emotional energy. So if you have it open, you're learning to be wise about emotional energy. Whose is this? And if you have it defined, you're a broadcaster of energy, so not much different for you. But I did notice this wonkiness this morning between maybe it's just the slowing down of Mercury on top of its changing a sign. I don't know, but it was a little almost, I almost started laughing out loud over the whole thing because I moved from Facebook because of these stupid problems. And now I'm having them with YouTube. Ah, cracks me up. Now, I have some really good news that I want to share with all of you today. As you know, I told you, what was it, 2 weeks ago maybe, that I was working on something. I was connecting with something within myself, and it was a change, and it was something big. I felt like it was big, and it was a new beginning, right? There was this new beginning in the offing here. And now I think I can share this with you because what I had as a thought was I wanted to be on a bigger broadcasting platform. So, all right, now I'm a single person broadcasting on my own through YouTube to my words to reach you all. But I've wanted to, over the last couple of weeks, really, or maybe even a month or two, to move into a bigger platform where there were more broadcasters perhaps working together or they had more reach. And I reached out to two different places. And by the way, as a generator, I was waiting for something to respond to. And my response was brought up because one of my neighbors, who's a part of a group of women that meet every other week for business purposes, it's like a business support group, she said, "Hey, I was invited to be on this network, and it's just not for me, but I would bet that it's going to be perfect for you." It's my turn to respond, right? It's in my outer world. It's not me coming up with this great idea. This is Amy transmitting this to me. So I reached out to that platform and another platform. And the one that reached out to me was Oneness Talk Radio. And I joined them yesterday and I begin broadcasting live with Oneness Talk Radio on June 22nd. I chose that day because I'm going to be on Mondays on their platform live. And then that was the first Monday after the new moon of June. And that happens to be a solar eclipse. So it's a jacked up possibility for a new beginning. And the day I actually start with them is the day Neptune turns retrograde. So to me, it's all sort of perfect. The platform itself is Oneness Talk Radio. If you want to look that up, they have not put my information up yet, I don't think. Because I just decided to do this yesterday, so I have to get them information. But it won't change the fact that I will still be here with you in the mornings. It's just that Mondays will broadcast through them and they'll repeat the broadcast a few days a week for people who are in different time zones to be able to connect. But what I think it does is it carries my voice further and then allows me to have access to other people who are also doing this kind of work, not necessarily astrology. I'm the only astrologer that I know of on that platform, the only human design person, the only gene keys person. So I'm really excited about this. And I'm hoping that it is going to take my meager 356 subscribers and blow it up because they have a mailing list that's like over 120,000 people. So it makes my reach bigger. And I just feel like, this idea of coming together in a group, coming together in a community supports the growth for everybody in turning the tide on this planet to that of creating more and more oneness, even in our individual expression, that we're creating this field of unity and oneness and togetherness and love. And I'm really excited about that. So I wanted to share that with all of you today. And like I said, the decision was just made yesterday afternoon. So it was kind of an interesting day all the way around yesterday. Okay, I'm going to go see who else might have joined us here this morning. Amy says, yay, exciting news. Happy to hear you look beautiful and happy today. Thank you very much. I'm actually quite calm considering everything that got created this morning. So thank you very much, Amy. Anna Fulton, I have been telling my friends your advice and it seems to really come through for you. Week of healing, communication, manifesting. Thank you so much, Anna. And Stacy, good morning. Great to see you out there. And of course, with Facebook, guys, I'm back to being only able to see the first four comments, the top four. Even when I click on more comments, it just doesn't show them to me. In fact, it hides them from me when I do that. So, Anna, boom, community equals us equals source. Love that. That's really awesome too. So, what I would like to do now is if you, let me see, Amy. Amy, can I call upon you to be a voice here for me in the background? Because what I want to do is to be able to tell people what their Mayan astrology sign is, because that will help me determine what your Pleiadian astrology sign is. But unfortunately, because I'm on Facebook, I won't be able to see many of the people who want that. So, Amy, if you would do this for me, keep track of people who say, yes, I would like to have my Mayan astrology reading. Or not reading, but sign. And of course, part of that is me explaining what that means to you. And then when I ask you, could you post me who those might be? I'll try to, take that as I see it, but I might not see it. So, Amy, if you are okay with, yes, of course, thank you so much. You could be my little bookkeeper for the moment. All right, so let's talk some more astrology for the moment. Today, the moon is in the sign of Leo. And that means that we're still dealing with this energy of play and creativity and self-expression and really just going to the heart of the matter, going to the heart of life and enjoying life. And this idea of recreation, of being heart-centered. Yesterday, I found the most spectacular graphic for the broadcast with hands holding out a beautiful pink heart. And it was the sorry, I'm having to answer somebody who's wanting to know where in the heck I am. And that idea of being heart-centered and living from the heart and that heart-to-heart connection, and how difficult it is for us at times as people on this planet at this moment, in this very productive oriented world, to do things based on what we desire, based on our heart center. And when we get to a point where we choose something that is from our passion or from something that we love, it's almost like the universe opens up, like a lotus flower just opens up and provides us the pathway. But we have to first choose, right? We have to choose. We have to choose joy. We have to choose living from our passion. We have to choose. And, even though there may be fear around the choice that we're making, we have to still choose, right? We have to say to the universe, I'm all in here. I'm all in. I want to go in this direction. I just had to go through this because there's a part of me with my 12th house son that really wants to hide in the background. This idea of being small and hanging out with, a small group of people is very enticing to me. It's safe, right? It's safe. My Cancer rising sign likes that safety and that security, and my hidden son likes that idea of more anonymity. But for real, what my purposes, my life purposes, is to be heard and to be recognized and to get my voice out there. So I had to square with that fear. And I think all of us are in that same position. We have to square. It's okay. The fear is there. It's a part of who we are. It's been a part of our experience. But when we have the moon in Leo, we have the courage and the heart of the lion, and to be able to face those fears and say, I see you. Thank you for showing me. I still own some kind of block here, but I'm going to follow my heart, and I'm not going to follow the fear. I'm going to follow the heart and move outward into that heart center or that heart space. So today is a day with no major transits of the moon. It's not connecting up with anything today other than what it did earlier this morning, which was a sextile to Venus. So we're kind of left now because we're going into the void. We are in the void. The void began at 6:30 a.m. my time. So that would have been 9:30 for those of you on the East Coast, where the void, remember, is a place of not necessarily pushing outward, but doing some more inward seeking, some searching, some answers, some journaling, maybe some yoga, some prayer or meditation, contemplation, and maybe contemplating more about how you can connect to your passions and to your heart. So literally, that is what the moon brings us. It does not break the void until 4:04 a.m. tomorrow morning, my time. So 7:04 a.m. for those of you on the East Coast, when the moon will move out of Leo and into Virgo. Then we get down to the business of creating from our passions, right? That's why Leo opens up the heart to this idea of play and love and joy and creating from that heart space. And then it follows with Virgo energy, which is where we meet the road, right? Where we have to put the boots on the ground and take the steps that lead us to our passions or to the sharing of our gifts and our talents, the way, the path of service for each one of us. So tomorrow we have that, but for today we have the space to contemplate and dream, perhaps imagine or create. But not necessarily a day to push it outward into the world. So I'm really glad I made that decision yesterday to do this. And now I can build what I need to in order to really follow that passion. All right. Now today's Pleiadian Earth energy is all about the duality too. Yesterday we began the new week, and we began that week with the one, and it was the energy of healing, which was Ish, the shaman or the priest or the priestess, the energy of the jaguar. It's very sacred energy. It's all about clearing out your own pathway, your own healing done first, and then working with other people. So we're always in this process of our own personal healing. That's the umbrella energy for these next 13 days, 12 days now. And today we come to this duality point. This is about how we need to learn to see viewpoints other than our own, right? And that from one, many, and from many, one, how it all feeds back, right? How we're all a part of this oneness, but we're also all a part of the individual expression of who we are. So if we think of life or humanity as a big tapestry, then the little parts of the tapestry, the picture that is formed in the tapestry, is all a part of our individual expression. If you take our individual expression out of that, the tapestry doesn't have the same quality. So here in duality, we see that it takes all these parts to make the tapestry, to make it in its beautifulness, in its wholeness. So we're being asked to look at what kind of beliefs you have had that you formed in your life based on duality, based on opposing points of view that you then possibly as a human being take and turn into conflict or to the source of judgment or that competition energy or even struggle. And how at this point in our evolution, we should be very aware of what the cost is of duality and instead look at how that opposites are complements to one another. And if you notice the differences, you see how the differences make the picture whole, make the picture unique, make the picture beautiful, right? So today we're looking on how, look at how differences make things whole or how they complement one another. You can't have up without down. You can't have in without out. You can't have love perhaps without the extra off the opposite energy of fear. And that's because they complement one another. They balance one another. So dealing with duality is our universal energy of the day. That means no matter what life form you are, what planet you're on, the universal energy is about duality today, this pulse of two, right? Seeing both sides of the coin, realizing it's the same coin, just two different sides. The energy for the earth today is seeing energy, which in the Mayan calendar was represented by the word men. And the word men meant wise one or sage or, wise woman. And in the Mayan language, then it was represented in their hieroglyphs by an eagle. And I love that representation because this is a sign that can readily see the details and the bigger picture. And how spectacular is it to have an eagle? We have lots of these very tall trees here, and the eagles sit up at the very top of the tree. From that perch, 200 feet up in the air, they can see out wide, and they can see even the smallest duck or prey, and they're able to dive right down and grab their food, even a salmon in the water from their perch up above. So the lesson here for us is to be able to see the bigger picture. And from the bigger picture, we're also able to pick out and readily see the details and how the details support the bigger picture. And without the bigger picture, we don't have the details. And so vice versa, right? This is all going back and forth, our seeing the bigger picture and our also connection to the smaller picture or the details. So today is a day for you to be able to expand your consciousness and to be able to see the bigger picture, but also the details in the picture, your part in the bigger picture, perhaps. And that part of the bigger picture is met when you are facing that with your heart, you're moving forward with heart. And then it's not enough just to have that as a consciousness, then it's time to move it out into the world and share it with the world, fearlessly, with courage, with passion, right? Whatever it is that you want to, you're here to express, whatever it is that you're here to be in the world with. All right. So literally that is pretty much it for today. So let's take a look here and see. Ursula, good morning. Natasha, our local peacock is really loud today. Must be a day to have a voice and being new. One meaning of peacock is it's like a phoenix. Ah, burning up the old to begin with the new. I love that, Natasha. Okay. So here's the opportunity for you. If you want to know your Pleiadian Earth energy sign, which I find by finding your Mayan sign. It's now time to put that in the chat. And then Amy, you can keep track of that for me because I'm only going to be able to see like the first couple. And Ursula, I already knew that you had sent me an email yesterday and I think you requested that. So I'm also going to need your birth date in order to do this. I don't need time and place of birth for this kind of astrology, but your birth date, I do need day, month, year, right? So all three. Anna said, so yin yang with, oh dear, what with duality. Yes, exactly. Oh gosh, let me see if I have this picture. I want to show this to you guys because I think, oh, that wouldn't be where it is. Hold on a minute. I'm going to look like I'm looking away from you all, but I found this picture the other day in my, where did I have it? Wasn't in iCloud Photos, was it? Nope. Oh, well, if I can't find it in a moment here, it's not in charts. Saved pictures? No, but that's an interesting picture. I like that one. Okay. Let's see if I can find it by doing a search really quickly. The Maya had a symbol called the Hunab-Ku that was a very much a representation of the yin yang, only it was their version of the yin yang. Why are you not finding that? Because I'm searching for it in the wrong place. Oh, hey, there's that. There it is. I'm going to open it up and then I'm going to share my screen with you because I think you guys are going to connect with this like I do. I hope you do anyway. And here it is. This is the symbol, the Mayan symbol for yin yang or for balance in the universe or the idea of duality. And it has a lot of meanings to that particular group of people. But you can very clearly see the yin yang of it all, right? The duality of it all. And I got a little story here I want to tell you guys because this was so interesting. I'm going to make this just a little bit bigger, maybe, so you can see the details more of it. Let's see, Mackenzie was born in 2003, so this would have been in 2002. I had a dream, and I went to sleep one night after a conflict with a friend. So it all started with this conflict, and it was a conflict of beliefs, right? Where she was this conspiracy theorist kind of person, and she was like telling me all this stuff about vaccines and how they, were just, trying to kill people. And I'm like, oh God, I've had every vaccine and I'm just fine. So what the heck? And we were going back and forth. So I went to bed that night with this conflict in my head. And one of the things I had to realize at that point in time is she can be true and she can be right and I can be true and I can be right. But there's something, that we it's the complement, right? So I fell asleep and I started dreaming. And in my dream, my daughter came to my front door and knocked on my door, which I thought was odd. So I answer the door and she hands me this blue piece of paper. It was very light blue. And on this blue piece of paper was a symbol. And I drew that symbol out the next morning. And it wasn't for a few years later and when I found this symbol. And this is what I dreamt about. And it still gives me chills to this day to think that I dreamt of a symbol that I had no, this was before my metaphysical days, really. I mean, I was just beginning this idea, this adventure of metaphysics and astrology. I hadn't even realized yet that I knew astrology at this point. And so this symbol to me is very meaningful. And isn't it interesting when I did find my Mayan sign, I was a two, right? I'm a two deer or a two remembering in the Pleiadian earth energy. So duality is all a part of who I am. And then on top of that, I'm a Gemini, the sign of the twins, duality. So is it any wonder this symbol had such meaning for me? And it didn't quite look like this. It was very similar. This is the closest symbol I've ever found to what it was that I dreamt of. And anyway, it was special and it kind of one of those things that in my life was right up there with weird. Right up there with weird. Okay, I'm gonna head back and see. Yeah, Suzanne, good morning. It was such a crazy story, such a crazy. I've had so many things like that in my life, dreams, and then they, but that one was right up there. And then it was interesting that my daughter was delivering that message because she also came over that next day and told me she was pregnant and I was about to have my first grandchild. So that was special too. So it was an amazing time. All right, Ursula, September 13th, 9/13/62. Let's take a look. And Jacqueline Lopez, I see yours there. Amy, this is your time to keep track. I've got Ursula and Jacqueline for 2375. Now, Ursula, so what I'm going to do first, this is the book. If you guys want to see a book about Mayan astrology, this is about the best one out there. How to Practice Mayan Astrology by Bruce Schofield and Barry Orr. And it talks about the Zolt'kin calendar. It talks about a lot of really cool stuff. And it is a little bit educating. He speaks from the point of view of a highly educated individual, but I still think it's pretty understandable to the everyday person. So Ursula, what I'm doing in the back of the book, there's this table, and the table has all of the dates from about, I don't know, 1940, 1930, 19, gosh, right at 1900, 1920. Amazing. And it goes up to 2020. So now I'm going to have to get a new book for people born after that. But let's see here. You, my friend Ursula, are 913. You were born on 11 Etznob. I'm going to actually write this down so I don't forget. So 11 is our number of illumination. So you're a light carrier, a light bearer, a light bringer. You are a light seeker, perhaps. And Etznob in the Mayan talk was represented by the obsidian knife or the flint knife. Whatever it was, it had a very sharp edge to it, and it represented the ability to go in and cut out falsehoods and see truth, right? To cut out what's not working or what doesn't fit and leave the beauty of what does. So to me, when I look at that immediately, I'm thinking of someone who seeks, who's looking for answers, but can very clearly see what doesn't fit and throw that out. All right, that's not for me. I'm not seeking that. But then when you find a person or a subject or a course of study that really fits, then you go on to become enlightened by that subject. Now in oh, I better get my calendar out so I can tell you that in your Pleiadian energy then stays 11. The 11 doesn't change, but Etznob is called self-regulating. So you would be 11 self-regulating in the Pleiadian calendar and 11 Etznob in the Mayan calendar. Self-regulating says demonstrating competency, making hard choices. The inappropriate response is confusion. So it's really listening to that inner direction of what does fit and what doesn't, cutting out the parts that don't, letting them go. Doesn't mean that they're wrong or bad. It just means that's not me. I know me, and that's not me. It's like that surgical precision of going in and being able to get to the truth, right? So that's what you are, Ursula. Jacqueline, 423, 1975. 75. 1975. I was in middle school. Oh my goodness. And April 23rd. So you were born. Oh, hold that thought for one second, Jacqueline. I need to go back to Ursula. Ursula, because remember yesterday, one of the things we talked about was that there's this overriding energy for the week that you were born, as well as any week that we go into. So I want to make sure I go back to 62. I'm going to go back in time here for a moment to what was it, September 13th. And I want to tell you. You were born under the week of one Lamot. And one Lamot, a Lamot is the sign of the star, it's the sign of Venus. And that is about being able to extend love outward from your heart. So that week was all about loving energy. But it is also an energy that sees very clearly, in fact, even triggers at times conflict. So that there might have been a conflict of ideologies in that week when you were born, a conflict that you sort of come in to try to solve within yourself. So I just wanted to make sure you knew that. Now, Jacqueline, you were actually born on the one day of the calendar that week. So April 23rd was one Akbal. And Akbal to me was very much like the energy of going into the dark. It's very transformative sort of energy. In the Pleiadian earth energy, it is listening. So this is a sign of empathy and care and hearing, really hearing and listening to what is being told to you. But it's also an energy of the dark, meaning it's very feminine energy. And it's also holding, it's the ability to see through the dark. So one Akbal, the beginning of the week, a week where we were going to have to wade through some of the darkness to be able to see the light and to be able to have empathy and care for the people around you. You kind of embody the energy for the pulse of that particular week. And again, that is listening in the Pleiadian calendar. I'm going to share the inappropriate response with you just because I know sometimes you might struggle with something like this. It can be pessimistic, controlling, or troubled. And that would be the inappropriate response to practicing empathy, care, and responsibility. And where I see that perhaps in you is where you take on other people's problems, right? You're overly wanting to help. And sometimes you just have to step back, right? That mothering versus smothering kind of energy. It's a beautiful thing to have that kind of empathy and care. Being responsible for your own stuff, though, you don't have to. It's sort of like the teacher who you know, is giving the student all the tools, but they cannot be responsible for that student's use of those tools. So that's what I see for you coming in, bringing up this, you know, care and this empathy, but also having to release it to the people in your life, giving them everything you can, but knowing that beyond that, you're not responsible for their actions after that point. It's kind of like your kids, right? They are grown up. And they reach a point and you have to let them go. So Jacqueline says, yes, I've been a little tough on my 18-year-old. And weird, I was watching a video and it said, it's time to listen, not see. Interesting. Interesting. Okay, I see Colleen here. And 9166. Let's take a look at that. And Amy, make sure you put yours in there for me too, if I haven't done yours before. And September 66. Got to go back a little bit here. September 1, 1966 was for Monique. For Monique. And I'm going to write this down. For Monique. One Akbal. I'm writing this down because in case you guys forget later and you go, what was that again? Then I'll have that. Amy, thank you. Bless you. I'm going to write this down really quick. Everybody hold on while I get this because I do not want to lose this with comments. Don't make any comments, anybody, for a moment. Patricia. And oh no, Amy. Okay. I got yours. 31289. That's Amy. Okay. Perfect. Yes, you guys are all, this is fun, right? So you're so welcome. It's not often that we have such a quiet day astrologically that I could take the time to do this, but today's that day. So Colleen, you were for Monique. Now, Monique, you and I are cut from the same cloth here. We're both Monique. In the Mayan calendar or Mayan astrology, Monique was the representation of the hand and also deer. And it was an energy of peace and diplomacy and quietness. Cooperation and balance and harmony. But there's also this idea that your spirit's tools, right? The tool of spirit, meaning you have many different gifts and talents and you're meant to bring those out and share them in a very stable way because the number four in this is the universal number of foundation, of stability, of security and of finding. Remember, four is the first time in the numbers, the universal numbers, that we come to this place of holding, of integration. So four is kind of an unmovable number. It doesn't have an injection of new energy. It doesn't have much movement, but its movement is in integrating everything. You're taking it in, you're integrating it, but you're expressing it through the things that you learn as tools that you share with others. And those tools may be, for example, I know you write, so it could be your writing. It could be the way that you express your voice. It could be through art. It could be through chance conversations. The idea behind Monique is that you're always sort of put in the right place at the right time with the right tool to help someone perhaps or to be able to share of who you are and what you've come here to do. Now, the week of four Monique, the week that you were born, began at one Khan. And Khan is an energy of the seed, This is a planting of the seed week. Khan is also fairly fertile energy. It is also very lucky energy. So you have sort of the lucky fertility energy, the seed planting energy week that you were born in. So maybe for your expression of Monique and your gifts and your talents, you're planting seeds for people. Maybe you're the one that comes up with an idea and you just sort of give that idea out, or some piece of information that plants the seed for someone. And then they can take that and run with it. You're not necessarily the one that's supposed to stand here and be the teacher or be the person that's always expressing over and over a topic. You're more planting that seed and then being able to, you know, be that for the right person in the right time. Now, Monique in the Pleiadian energy is remembering energy. And here's where something that's really interesting about Monique comes up, in that sometimes, I know this happens to me, I don't even know where I'm coming up with what I'm coming up with. It's almost that super consciousness, that connection to spirit, it just comes out for the right person in that moment. And it's not reproducible, right? I can't make it happen. It just happens in its right place and time. So remembering energy for you is like digging into a well, and you come back with this gift for this person or for a group or a community in the right moment. And it's not, you can't force it to happen. It's just something that happens for you. And hopefully that makes sense. I know for me, over the course of my life, it has been where people will say to me, remember when you told me this? And I'm like, I don't remember, but thank you for reminding me that I said that, because it was obviously something that had meaning for you. So Marissa, I just got yours. And Anna says, you're my seed planter this week. I also resonate with that seed planter energy. So it's part of my thing here. Okay, so I got Marissa's. Now that was Colleen. And now we're going to Stacy, September 23rd. We have three of you born in September here this morning. That's so funny. September 23rd of 1980. So we've got to go back the other direction. And 1980. September 23rd. That is Akbal energy as well, but it's the five Akbal. And Akbal, remember, was the energy of listening, going in like into the dark and pulling back information, wisdom to share, but from a place of really deep listening to the universe. It is that same energy of wanting to practice nurturing and empathy and compassion and love for your fellow human beings, but also making sure you don't cross over into that more pessimistic, controlling, smothering kind of mothering energy. So the five is the energy of change. You know, to me, five energy is always so, it has an edge of chaos about it as things kind of are up and down. And just when you think you know what's happening, it changes. And that's, you are here on the planet as a change agent. And that might mean people can view you anywhere from being fickle to being ungrounded, but you're not. It's just you're full of ideas and full of the way of change. So you're in change, but you're also sometimes doing that. If you're working this appropriately, and I bet you are most of the time, you're listening to something deeper within you and forthcoming changes coming from that deeper voice that you're listening to, or that deeper wisdom that's coming up. You were born in the one Kawayak week, and Kawayak is the storm. It is the breaker of the energy, meaning it stirs up energy. So like a storm that comes up and creates a pathway of change, clearing the air, if you will. That week that you were born into probably was a very chaotic week, a week of a lot of things happening that changed the world or changed the community or the state or the nation, whatever it is that you were born into. And on top of that, you carry then part of that storminess with you. And you have the ability to really clean up the atmosphere of a group or a community that you belong to, but in a way of caring and nurturing and compassion. So I hope that makes sense for you. And then again, Akbal in the Mayan calendar, or in the Pleiadian earth energy, was self-regulating. So is that right? Let me make sure here. Self-regulate. No, that was Etznab. Sorry. It is Akbal was listening energy, right? Where you're taking and listening deeply to the inner voice or to the voice of spirit. Pat 519.54. So we're going here to May 19th. You were also born on a one day, and the day that you were born was also one Kawayak. And Kawayak energy is that storm, that the representation of it in the Mayan calendar was that of sort of a lightning bolt and rain or hail. It was, you know, thicker drops coming down, and crops, symbols that are sort of bent over. And it really represented this energy that comes in and cleanses, right? Purifies, cleanses, and changes up, transforms the energy. And really in the earth energies for the Pleiadian calendar, Kawayak is catalyzing. And that catalyzing energy is using these challenges in life to really create a new opening or to create something new. You use them as creative opportunities, right? That come in and challenge you, but then you can catalyze change with that. The more pessimistic or darker side energies there in that sign are about reacting with drama or with disappointment, rather than using the storms as creative opportunities. Then you let go of that and become more drama queen, drama king, or disappointed in life in general. So those are the things that, of course, challenge you to be more than that, to move up through that. Okay, comments. Amy, if you do the list again, Janet can touch that comment and pin it so she can see it instead of having to. So I also see Allison. Allison, 12-14-70. And Debbie Hedden. Hi, Debbie. 6-18-53. Okay, so I've got those. And let's see. So Pat, I hope that's helpful for you. Amy, you are next. Let me see, Pat, did I give you everything I needed to give you with that? Kawayak, you were born on the 1 week, so or one day, so I don't have to go back to an umbrella. You were born on the umbrella week, day of the week. And that in the Pleiadian is then one catalyzing. And the one energy is always about initiation and new beginnings. So a lot of maybe new beginnings throughout your life, right? New beginnings that take you through into catalyzing something new for yourself. And Amy, I think I've pretty much got most of these birth dates. So hopefully I have just a few more, Amy's and Marissa's and Allison and Debbie. And those are probably going to be the last that I can do because I'm already after 9. But part of that was because of tech issues. So let's go to Amy, my little helper this morning, 312-89, March 12th, 1989. You were 12 Keeb. Keeb, interesting energy. 12 is always the number of understanding. 12 is like the idea of or the, it's like breath that comes in with new ideas, inspiration, things that, you know, curiosity streams, let's call them, where you're kind of tapped into the morphogenetic fields, perhaps, or to the energy streaming in from the galactic center and being able to take these new ideas, break them down into understandable parts. So these you're creating space for new understanding. Now, Keeb is an energy in the Mayan calendar that was represented by the vulture. And it represented sort of this energy of sacrifice, sort of the energy of transformation, death, and rebirth. Sometimes it was represented by the skull. So your energy path on this planet is really about transforming and about moving through many possible deaths and rebirths. In the calendar, it is called 12 intuiting. And In your process of sort of straddling both the seen and the unseen, you have the real skill to be able to determine what's real and what isn't, what fits and what doesn't. Different from who was it? It was Ursula who had Etznob that can cut away what doesn't fit. It's that you're because you're positioned between the worlds, if you will, the bridger between the worlds, the physical and the spiritual, you can see from your vantage point when you tap in what's real and what isn't. So there's an ability that you have here to really understand, and you're really still so young that maybe this hasn't really come up yet for you. But if you would think of yourself as that being able to be straddled, having one foot in reality and one foot in the spiritual reality, and to be able to really tell what is real here in the physical and what's really real that's part of the spiritual. That's who you're here to be. And then from that, you're here then to share that information with others. The one thing you'll have to watch for is reacting to the things that maybe you got duped by or duped into believing were real that turn out not to be real. That happens sometimes in relationships where you thought this was real love, and it turns out that it wasn't. And so there's opportunities like that throughout your life to really see the reality for what it really is. So I hope that's helpful for you. The 12 key began in the week of, whoops, now I got to go back and find you again. It was 89. 312, that was up here. Okay, that's why I went there. Amy. March 12th, 1989. Amy, you and I need to have a conversation. Let's do a follow-up. I'm going to write that note here, Amy, follow-up. I'll send you a link later. Not to scare you because that's not my intention at all, but I want to talk to you about what I saw here just revealed to me. Okay, Amy, after with her was Marissa, 2277. 2277. Let's go backwards here. And February. Marissa, 2277 is two ish. So you, my friend, are also dealing with duality and polarity and division and learning about how duality is a complement to one another. You were born as the jaguar, as the magician, as the priest or the priestess. You have a lot of shamanic energy that is housed within you. Ish is the day that we had yesterday, right? That was the energy of healing. So the Pleiadian energy is healing energy, and the Mayan calendar was Ish. Either one is about learning some of the secrets of the universe and being able to apply them. And to really clear out your own field of wounds and issues, right? And maybe those issues are brought up because of duality and the conflicts and so forth that you might be a part of, and really see them for what they really are, right? You're sort of in that the magical healer energy. I love that, right? This is, I forgot to write this down, but I'm to Ish because Ish energy has to heal themselves first, right? It's physician, heal thyself. And then when you clear your own field and you're a clear conduit, then you have the ability to extend healing energy outward to others. Definitely be curious and not scared, Amy. So, Marissa, I hope that's helpful for you. Now, Ish energy was yesterday's energy, right? Healing energy. So, what were you working on yesterday? Because anytime it comes up in the role of the calendar, even if it isn't the two energy specifically, you're working on some form of healing. So there you have that. Okay, now after Marissa was Allison, 12-14-70. 12-14-70. Went back too far there. There we go. December 14th, 1970. And holy moly, where did I go? Back too far. December 14th. So you are nine ebb. Nine ebb. Remember nine. Nine is our energy of harmonizing and making all of these disparate parts or these different voices sing together. So the vision I get in my mind for you is like a conductor of a choir, or a, what do they call those? A choir conductor. That's the best word I can think of right now. And bringing all the voices into a harmony, right? So, and in your own life, that means that there are all these different voices, and somehow you have to be able to harmonize them with the truth that is for you. Now, ebb is interesting because it's the representation of the road. And in the road, it is that along the road are many choices, many side trips that you can take. Ebb in the Pleiadian calendar is choosing energy. And so you might often be brought to the crossroads where you have to choose left or right or wrong, or up or down, or this one or that one. And luckily you're not born with the duality part of that at all. You're learning to harmonize that no matter which choice you make, it is the right choice, right? It's the right choice to bring your life into harmony in some way. And often then in this energy, you may grapple between choices that feel selfish to you versus what would be more selfless to you. So you have to find that middle road between selfishness and selflessness. To me, that always spells being self-centered. What works for me works for others, but without me taking away anything from anybody else. So nine energy, again, trying to create that harmony, ebb, that road that is always going to somehow come to a fork. Or a T where you have to choose left or right. And the choice is always what you're contending with, choosing, right? Choosing. Okay, hopefully that helps. And Debbie Hedden, 618 53, 53, 53, going back to June. June 18th. That's July. We need June. Four con. So you are a seed planter, right? You're planting seeds as well. And there's a very fertile energy that comes up with Con. It's very, in the Mayan calendar, Con was represented by an ear of corn. Sometimes it was the representation of the corn because it was so important to their society. It was their staple for food. And that when the crop was fertile, right? Then they had enough to feed their community, their tribe. And when the crop failed, they didn't have that. So, Con represented the fertility. So, there were a lot of rituals done around fertility and being able to plant these seeds and to be willing to watch the seed grow from that point and to nurture those seeds that have been planted into their fullness, right? The four energy is very much about that stable point. So for you, the seeds that you plant are about creating security or safety or a strong foundation. It is that integration. So you're integrating the new into your life and into your world. So for con, that week was begun with Emish. That is a great combination. Emish was the umbrella energy for that week for you. And Emish was the cosmic crocodile or the cosmic alligator, the birther of worlds. And that's kind of a seed planting. That's a very fertile sort of energy, but it's also very nurturing. It can also be very smothering. So one of the energies that people would be dealing with that sort of, pops up in the field for the people born that week is about overmothering. Or over smothering, or feeling overly responsible for the success of the family or your family members, and the toll that that will take upon you. So instead, integrate how you're the seed planter, and then you hand off the growth and the harvesting of those seeds to the next, to that person, right, or to that entity, or to that opportunity. In the Pleiadian calendar, then Con is the energy of planting, right? So it's a very lucky energy. It is highly fertile, and whatever seeds you plant likely will come to bear. The other way to look at this is that it's also challenged by immaturity or irresponsibility. So maybe to combat that in your own life, you went to the other extreme, which would be being overly responsible And that in and of itself is also the shadow of this, right? You don't want to be overly responsible, taking on more than your share, but you don't also want to be someone that doesn't take on any responsibility. I somehow just don't see that in you at all. But it's the possibility that you've grappled with that throughout your life. Okay, that was the last one that I had. Let me look back at some comments here. You're welcome, Allison, Amanda, Jeffs. Are we too late? I missed it too because my computer froze. I think she does it from time to time, or perhaps I will try to purchase the Mayan astrology book. Anna, I didn't get your birth date, Anna. So Anna and Amanda, if you throw those out there very quickly for me, Anna Fulton and Amanda Jeffs, both of you right now can throw that out for me and I will stay here long enough to give that to you. So I'm just going to wait for a second while they are able to get that information out to me. Oh gosh. Okay, three more popped up. So Natasha, so I think I've done yours before, Natasha. I bet we remember it as soon as we hear it. Suzanne, 71170. And Kathy Miller. Hi, Kathy. And that is 319. And Anna, or Amanda, excuse me, November 16th, 73. Anna, February 16th, 80. Got you. Suzanne, 71170. Okay, yeah, I've got those. I love you too. Okay, so we have one, two, three, four, five more to go. All right, Anna, let's start with you just because you were up at the top there. 1980, get to the right page. And two, so February of 1980. So February 1980, the 16th, you were born six Akbal. So we have, that's like you're the third person born in Akbal. So a lot of depth, right? A lot of deep seeking energy. Akbal, that energy again of listening, right? That's your Pleiadian earth energy, listening and going into the dark. Akbal was really the representation of night, the divine feminine, the going into the womb, the going into the void and bringing back wisdom and light for others that you share with others, but also being able to and willing to release that energy to others without holding on to it and becoming the smotherer that, you know, where you take uber responsibility for everybody that becomes controlling of other people's behaviors, things like that. Now, the number six was about flow. Remember when we talk in the mornings about going over or under or around how water flows, right? It doesn't stop itself. It finds a way. It flows around something, or it, you know, obstacles are just, you know, diversions to the idea of flow. So there may have been a lot of diversions in your life, Anna, and many more where you need to seek to go to not let it stop you and let you dissolve into, you know, pity or just stay in the light, but go around, find the new path. And again, Akbal energy was that energy in the chart here of listening in Pleiadian is six listening and six Akbal in the Mayan calendar. And let's see, did I give you the week's energy overriding that one? You were February 16th. So the week began with one Etznav. So the umbrella energy of the week was about cutting away, right? Using that very sharp surgically to surgically remove those things that do not fit in your life, right? To be able to do that. That's the overriding energy of the week. Amanda Jeffs, November 16th, 73. This is kind of fun. November. So 1973. 11, a how. 11, light. A how energy is the very last of the earth energies, and it's about enlightening. So in the Pleiadian calendar, you were born on 11, enlightening. So light, enlightening, illuminating, enlightening. So that says it. That sums it up right there, right? In the Mayan calendar, the symbol for this particular energy, the Ahau, was the energy of the king. It was the ruling class that were Ahau. So a king would never, a person would never be part of the royal lineage unless they were of Ahau, because it sort of had this completion energy about it. It had this wisdom about it. So not that you're here as royalty, but what it says is that you stand with courage and conviction in the world and enlighten others, right? The 11. And this, I find it's fascinating too, that you're born in November, the 11th month, and you're born on the 11 number of the Pleiadian energy, but also the Mayan energy, and then with enlightening as your pathway. This is where you commit to ideals and that you participate in creating opportunities socially or social progress. So this time of the world is in right now, where social chaos is occurring, people like you will be able to step up to the plate and work through what new systems or new opportunities there are in a new social paradigm. So it's really kind of a good energy for you. That particular week, 11/16, which was of 73, I didn't look at the week that started it, was one Ok, which is the dog energy. It's the energy of devotion. So the umbrella energy for you is about learning to be loyal to the right things, to the right people, to yourself, to be devoted to something, that whatever you do choose, your heart and soul go into it. It's a devotion. Okay, Amanda, Anna, Natasha, 7/11, 7/11/60. We have two seven. Wait a minute, I gotta go back here. Natasha, were you born 7/11? If so, we have two people back to back born 7/11. Right now, I'm going to do 7/11/66, and that was Natasha. That's too funny. And I'm pretty sure I'm right there. 7/11, you were born on four men. 7/11/66, four men. So the men is that energy of eagle, right? It's the day that we're in today, seeing energy. So the Pleiadian energy was for seeing for you, Natasha, and for men in the Mayan calendar, which was the representation of the eagle, both having to be able to see the big picture and the details, right? So you can't just, if you get too focused in the details, you miss the big picture. If you get too focused in the big picture, you miss the details. So the minutiae, the small, as well as the large. So having to learn how to work with both of those, right? So sometimes we're better at, the magnifying glass, and other people are big, better at the bigger picture. You get to be better at both, right? Seeing the big, and don't miss the small little clues that come along in your life as well. Okay, so seeing energy. And then, well, hello, dude. Suzanne, if you are 7/11/70, let me go forward here. 7/11/70, July 11th, 1970. You were born on 9 Keeb. I have a friend who's going to walk on my keyboard. Okay, dude, off my desk. Not even my cat, but he wants to visit with us today. So Suzanne, 7/11/70 was. Now I've lost Terry. You need to come and get dude. 9 Keeb, 9 Keeb. And so Keeb energy was the energy of the vulture or the skull. So again, sort of like, I forgot who it was else that we talked to, sort of that energy of walking, straddling both the seen and the unseen realm, where you're walking both worlds. And the nine, so you're walking with death often, or then you're walking with life often. And isn't that interesting? Because I know for a fact over the last year or two that you've been with us here in the morning, that you've had to help people pass to transition. And you sometimes are working with the older people and the different transitions they're going through. And I thought even that you had dealt with someone who was having a baby. And so you're dealing with death and rebirth issues all the time in your life. And the energy of the nine is about bringing all of that into harmony. That death is not a final ending. It is an opening gateway for something new. And that birth is also, so death and rebirth are just opposites of one another. Sort of that duality pulse there too, I feel, you know, keep energy. So rebirth and death, transformation, and walking that fine line between the worlds, and the nine energy, bringing that into harmony. In the Pleiadian earth energy, Keeb is intuiting. So you were born on nine intuiting in the Pleiadian calendar and nine Keeb in the Mayan calendar. And I did say that your life was a conundrum, Suzanne. Definitely. And yeah, definitely. But so capable of being able to handle that. That's the other message here. And then last but not least, little Kathy Miller, my stepmother of sorts here, March 19th. So let me go back to March 19th of 12 ebb. So 12 is the number of understanding. It is about taking in new ideas and being inspired by what's new, by what's different, not getting caught up in any stringent belief patterns. The 12 energy represents like the wind, right? It's blowing through with new ideas or with new information. And then with the energy of ebb, you are often like someone else that we talked about this morning, faced with the road that splits in two. And you have an opportunity to go left or to go right. Neither choice is right or wrong. It's just about what you choose. So your birthday in the Pleiadian energy is the energy of 12, totally just lost it, 12 choosing. And in the Mayan calendar, it is 12 ebb. So the best thing to do here is know that you're always making a choice. Even if you're not making a choice, you're making a choice. That's one of the things that we find. It's kind of the idea of even when we don't want to make a choice, even that in and of itself is a choice. So being more conscious about what you choose and how you choose what you choose, doing it with understanding. So you may be someone that looks up more information before she makes a big choice. And there's nothing wrong with that either. But you've also got to understand that neither road that you choose is incorrect, right? Either one leads to experiences. And that's what ebb is all about. So last comments. You're very welcome, Suzanne. Marissa, I was scrolling through comments. What good news did you share? Oh, yes. For those of you who might have joined late because you couldn't find me on YouTube because I'm over here today, I joined up with a radio platform called Oneness Talk Radio. And beginning next month, June 22nd, my show will be on Mondays with them broadcast through their radio network. It doesn't really change how I interact with all of you. It just gets me noticed by a bigger platform with more people. So, you know, at this point, I'm just my little old onesie self doing this job and broadcasting and doing the best I can to, you know, get my voice heard. But when I linked up with this, these people have a mailing list of over 120,000 people. And that means that my voice goes wider, more people can hear the wisdom that I'm trying to share with people. And, you know, so necessary right now that people hear these kinds of messages and not just the daily news, you know, of doom and gloom. So that's the good news. Thank you, Marissa. So that is it for me. And Natasha, one last comment here. She says, animals are really speaking today. If one crosses the path, check in and see what they are saying. Google the meaning of cat or your animal. Well, you know, dude represents curiosity to me because he's my neighbor's cat, but we leave our doors open when it's nice and he can come and go. He drives my cat crazy, but he just gets into everything. Like, why would you jump up here on my desk just to walk around all of these things? Like, he just has to see everything. So it's kind of curiosity. It's kind of Gemini energy, if you will. Amy, this is the best news. Janet, your message is so important. Everyone I refer to you is so blessed. Thank you. And I'm so blessed by all of you. That's the idea of community, right? I be the one here sharing the message, but I gain so much from being able to share that message with you and from what you share back with me. So it's nice. It's what? Okay. Kathy, you and I have to have a conversation. By the way, I'm going down to Oregon next month. You're getting married and moving to Tillamook. Well, I'm going to be in the Tillamook area. I'm going to be in Oceanside from June 6th through 11th. So you and I need to talk, girlfriend. That's awesome. Congratulations. Big change and choices. Woohoo. I cannot believe my sister did not tell me that that was happening for you. Well, it's all right. Things have been a little weird anyway. But congratulations. All right, everybody. That is it for me today. I will be here. Let's see. Today is, what day is today? Thursday. I'll be here tomorrow, Friday, and it'll be a day for some readings. We'll take a look ahead at the weekend and maybe do some more peeking ahead at what's coming for the first week of June. All right, everybody. Thank you so much, Amy. Thank you so much for being my little scribe this morning. I appreciate that. I will send you an email with a link that we can get together and chat later. Have a great day, everybody. Much love to you all. Take care now. Bye.